In the checkerboard area of southwest Wyoming, ranchers and wild horse advocates have been battling in court since 2011, leaving the Bureau of Land Management stuck in the middle. The most recent court ruling halted the agency's October roundup. And now, as Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen reports, the agency must try to find a new management style for wild horses.
It's unseasonably warm for a November day in Wyoming, and I'm with a small group of Bureau of Land Management employees out in the checkerboard just east of Rock Springs. The mixture of public and private land is what gives the checkerboard its name, since ownership alternates every other square mile. We're looking for wild horses. Leading the way is Jay Dewart, who works with wild horses for the Rock Springs Field Office.
Besides the paperwork, I'm the eyes and ears for the wild horses out here on the range.
A few times a week, Dewart will come out here to make sure the horses are healthy, but it's not always easy because the horses roam everywhere.
They can cover a lot of country fast. I mean, they can be here 1 minute, and 10 minutes they could be a couple miles away.
Pretty soon, we spot a band of a dozen or so horses about 100 yards away. Most of them begin to move in the other direction. One, a tall brown Mustang, stays still with a steady eye on us. Dewart says we probably won't be able to get much closer.
I'd say that horse will probably circle around us, but he'll stay at a distance.
From where we're standing, it's hard to tell whether the Mustang is on private or public land, since there are no fences in sight. And that has led to a lot of conflicts. In October, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver ruled that the BLM broke the law when they rounded up wild horses on public lands in 2014. Ginger Catherines is the executive director of the Cloud Project, a wild horse advocacy group. She became a wild horse advocate back in the 90s when working on a documentary about a herd in the Pryor Mountains of Montana.
I really appreciate and respect the way they live and understand and their uniqueness. I don't think most people do appreciate or understand what it's like to live wild in a family.
The Cloud Foundation was one of the organizations that sued the BLM and stopped them from doing their roundup 2 months ago that would have removed 600 wild horses. Right now, there could be as many as 1,900 wild horses roaming in and out of the checkerboard at any given moment. Ranchers and the BLM agree that that is too many. The BLM determines population limits based on the amount of land and food needed to support the horses and other wildlife. But Catherine says the checkerboard can support this many horses, and they're better off here than in holding pens in the Midwest.
On the range management, it means that the animals are not removed and warehoused at taxpayer expense somewhere, but they're allowed to live their lives on the range.
Catherine's believes if left to their own devices, wild horse populations will balance themselves out.
And if that isn't equaling out based on natural causes of extreme weather or predation, then we enter the equation as the predators, and we try to keep foals from being born.
And the BLM says it is researching how much fertility treatment would cost, but it won't fix the problem as fast as some ranchers like Bill Talifer would like it to.
If it were up to me, well, I guess get rid of them. Apparently they can't handle them. They're going to run out of money here pretty quick. Can't have that many horses just sitting around.
For Talifer, the problem goes all the way back to 1971, when Congress passed the Wild Horse and Burro Act. That act gave the BLM the responsibility of managing and protecting wild horses. But Talifer says they haven't done that job.
BLM wouldn't allow us to devastate their grounds with cattle or sheep, like they're allowing horses to devastate our ground.
He's worried that Wyoming will soon experience the same issues as other western states.
I mean, look at Nevada. They've got huge problems of overgrazing by wild horses. I mean, the horses are dying on the range now because there's no feed.
Back out on the range, the Mustang that once stood on lookout has trotted away to reunite with the other horses. I ask BLM supervisor Spencer Allred what it's like to be caught in the middle of polar opposite views. He says it's just part of the job.
That's our goal, is to find a balanced approach. And it often tends to be that when finding a balanced approach, both extremes are not happy, but it is part of our duty and what we do.
The BLM is hoping to have another chance to get it right when they draft a new management plan this upcoming summer, when they might decide that the checkerboard area is just too complicated of a landscape for wild horses. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.